Good morning. This is Moose, and this morning I have a message for you. But first, let me give you my phone number. We do love to hear from you, whether it be good or bad. Feel free to give me a call. If you've been blessed by this, by the study that I am bringing this week, why, just give me a call and let me know. I appreciate that. And also, I would like to invite you, take a little bit of time this morning, to invite you to our Saturday morning Bible study. We do have a Bible study on the phone every Saturday morning, and the number for that is 218-862-1300. And the ID number is 525-819. Again, the phone number is 218-862-1300. And the ID number is 525-819. It's every Saturday morning at 7:30 Eastern Time. So please join us there and bring your friends and neighbors every Saturday morning on the phone at 7:30. Every Saturday morning at 7:30. So please join us there. All right. Now, this morning, or in the past few days, we have looked at, or actually this week, we've been looking at salvation. And the first day, we looked at acknowledging who God is, believing that God is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. God is the Creator. And we looked pretty much at that, so I'm not going to go in detail about that. But the second day, we looked at believing. We need to believe that He is. Believe that He is truth and that Jesus is the Son of God. And then the third day, we looked at who am I? We must realize that we are a sinner before God. And we must acknowledge our sin. Now, this is the fourth day that we're doing this. And if you happen to get this and you don't have the consecutive days like I'm talking here, well, just feel free to give me a call and I'll try to get it to you. Okay, this morning it's Confession of Sins. In James 5:16, it says, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Okay, what does that mean? Does that mean that I need to go to my brothers and say, I have a lot of faults. Please pray for me. No, that's not what it's talking about at all. It says, confess your faults. You know, we have committed our sins and our faults one by one. And I believe it's important, according to the Bible here, if we could go on there and also read in 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if we want to be cleansed, if we want to be purified, we need to find another brother or sister, and we need to confess our faults one to another. And depending on the sin and faults that we are in, we may even need to get up on a Sunday morning and confess our faults to the whole church. And I know for some of you that may sound a little bit strange, but we do it. And it's very good to do that. As we, the Bible says here in James, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. Why? Why do we confess our faults one to another? Why do we, the rottenness of our life, why would we want to share that with other people? It says, so that you may be healed. Here in James, it says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that you may be healed. And then it says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know, it is, if we are, okay, let's say we just we fall in sin, and then we just hide it in our heart, and we confess it to God, and yes, if there's nobody else around, you know, God hears that, and God knows about that and everything. But let's say that we are in a church and we fall into some kind of a sin and we just keep it to ourselves. How will other people know to pray for you if you just hide your sin? Yes, they will maybe pray for you in general because they can see that something is troubling you. But if we bring it out in the open and confess our faults one to another, this is why James says that we are to confess our faults one to another, so that we can pray one for another. You know, if we get up on a Sunday morning and we confess our faults, our sins, and everybody hears what we did and how that we have sinned against God and maybe even against the church, and we confess that, now the whole church can be praying for us. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that, as it says, the effectual prayer of a fervent The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And I believe it's so important that we, as Christians, we pray for one another. And yes, we also exhort one another, but we pray for one another that we may be healed. And so how are we going to pray for one another unless we confess? So it's very important that we confess our faults and our sins one to another, so that we can be healed. Yeah, right here in James it says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So now we have the whole church praying for us. Not just one man, not just two or three, but the whole church. And if this verse is true, this part of the verse is true, that an effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, then what is that going to do to our life? How is that going to, don't you think that would be very effective in changing us? If many people are praying for me. So that's why we need to confess our faults one to another, that you may be healed. And in John, 1 John says, in 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Here, we're bringing our sins to God. And because we know who God is, we know that he is faithful and that he is just, he is righteous. And if we confess our sins, John says here, he is faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us. Have you ever noticed that when we confess our sins to one another, that it will, and then we pray one for another, and then maybe, you know, maybe we're, we have a problem of anger, and we just really fly off the handle sometimes. And then we confess it. And then maybe we kind of forget about it and we go on with life. But 2 or 3 months down the road, we say, you know what? I haven't had one single problem with anger. You know what? That's the work of God in our hearts. God works in our hearts if we confess our faults one to another. God works because people pray and because we are willing to expose ourselves. You know, when we're not willing to expose ourselves, that shows that we have a proud heart. And God said that, can't get the verse right now, but so much that he hates a proud heart. He does not, he's not able to work in a proud heart. So confession does a lot of things. Confession, we have to humble ourselves if we want to, if we want to confess our sins. It takes a lot of humility. We need to humble ourselves. We need to be willing to show other people who we are. It takes a lot of humility to make a confession. And so let us be faithful in confession and allow God to cleanse us through this. And you know, if you've not been practicing that, you might be surprised what happens in your life. If you have an unclean thing, if you have something that is just not right in your life, you have a sin in your life, confess it. Whether it be to one brother or sister, or whether it be to a whole group of people, confess it and to allow God to show himself strong, because many times I have noticed that when I am willing to humble myself before men and before God and acknowledge my sin, then God will, I mean, maybe I've tried so hard not to fly off the handle. Maybe I've tried to not be angry so much. And then I confess it, and all of a sudden, I don't even have to try anymore to not fly off the handle. It just automatically, right there, when something happens and we normally would fly off the handle, it's just not there anymore. And that's the work of God, and that's what God wants to do in each one of our hearts. If we're only willing to confess our faults one to another. Oh my, I see it's time to close. God bless you. Thanks for listening this morning. Shall we bow our hearts in prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you this morning for your love and mercy and goodness. Thank you for this avenue of confession, that we might be cleansed and that we might be purified. And I just pray that each listener here would be able to humble themselves and come in confession one to another, and be able to just open our hearts one to another, that we may be clean, pure, and holy before a just and faithful God. So this morning, Father, we commit everybody into your hands and trust that you will have your way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, tomorrow, I'm hoping to speak on repentance and, see what God has for us. So God bless you and have a very good day.